SSDDC by Richard Delafield.
And welcome back to the grand final of the Super Sulphur Diocese Darts Championship. Getting ready to throw is the youngster, one-armed Pike Singleton.
Interestingly enough, Pike gained his nickname when he lost his left arm.
And how was that, Reg?
The big galah only went and left it on the late number 8 after a night on the lash. Before that, he was known as Pike Rubber Arm Singleton.
But what an arm it is. That dart's flying like a cat out of hell. It's a treble. Treble and 180.
Next up to the mark, Father Flattery Jones.
There's been a lot of speculation on the arrows he's been using this year. I can confirm they were blessed by Pope John Paul II himself before he ascended to the celestial host in heaven. And boy, do they have wings of angels.
That's treble top. And another. And 180.
One-armed Pike Singleton to throw. He's only a youngster, Reg, but his form is strong.
You don't need two good arms to toss, Alan. Just an eye for the target and the spirit to win. As he proved with his victory over reigning champion James Sovereign King Murphy.
Oh, that's a 20, Reg. Followed by a 1. He needs the ball to stay in the game. That's a lot of weight on his narrow shoulder. He takes a sip of his bitter. Caresses his dart.
You're a loser, Pike. Just like your father.
His mother Mary, legless, Singleton, shouting a unique brand of encouragement to this young athlete.
Some days I wish I'd never pushed you out.
I'd just like to point out to the listeners back home that limb loss doesn't run in the Singleton family. Mary Singleton earned her handle because she's an old lash. Isn't that right, Alan?
I don't want to talk about it, Reg. I still wake up some nights screaming with cold sweats clinging to me. Young Pike is still to throw. And it's away.
It's a hit.
Negative. Negative. It didn't go in. It just impacted on the surface.
Struth, it's a close one. Father Flattery crosses himself and steps up to the mark.
He was so close to victory last year. If it wasn't for that late disqualification, he could have lifted that trophy.
It's always a disappointment to fail a drinks test, Alan. No chance of it this year. That's 30 sherries he's polished off this match alone. No way he'll be found sober.
Another treble 20. Double top. He now needs that 16 for the set, the match and the championship. He throws.
Oh, that's a wild one, Alan. Where'd it go?
Into the judge's bench and the Lady Mayoress's head.
Ah, oh, it's gonna hurt in the morning. And fair dinkum to her too, she doesn't look best pleased. In fact, that Sheila is enraged. She's climbing over the table.
Never think I'd see her gusset, Reg.
And, oh no!
She's just punched the priest in the face.
Can she do that, Ellen? Punch a man of the cloth?
She can and she has. Tables are getting turned over now by angry parishioners.
This is gonna be one hell of a ruck.
And what a shame, as such a close match descends into violence.
There are glasses and chairs flying everywhere and... Oi! You galoot, that's my pint! No one spills my lager. Alan,
hold the fort.
Reg, get back here, Reg. Listeners, Reg Kelly, four times crowned Australian darts champion, has joined the fray. The big man from down under has already decked a couple of Molotov cocktail-wielding nuns. Looks like I'll have to leave you as the 26th Super Sulphur Diocese Darts Championship is engulfed in chaos and flames. This is Alan Moorcroft signing off. Back to the studio.
In SSDDC, Steve Mark played Alan and Peter Law played Reg, with Claire Wade as Pike's mother. The piece was written and directed by Richard Delafield.